Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of News Bites. I'm news anchor David James, and this is another headline news scan report. Yes, it's the first one of the year, ladies and gentlemen. There really hasn't been much news except COVID-19. And I'm really not very interested in it. I will tell you one thing. A very interesting number comes up in today's news, 6.6 million new job claims. One of the goals, I've been talking about the different things of why this is happening. It's a Jewish revolution, another one of the Jewish coups in the world. And in the 10 regions of the supposed Jew world order, America is designed to be a welfare state. So this could really help us along the way to get there, couldn't it? Now many more people will be on welfare than before. It's funny how the government can come up with $2.3 trillion for... that was in the headline I saw. Very interesting, eh? Let's just take a look and... We'll see what we can see. I thought you might like to come along. Ezekiel Emanuel says you're going to have to stay locked inside for 18 months. Really? Media and government now forced to admit the pandemic, quote unquote, is over, all over. How about this one? Facebook gives money to 400 news outlets to promote coronavirus mass hysteria. When you say Facebook, you say Jew, right? Correct? And one of the most alien-looking Jews that you've ever seen before. Incredibly crazy. It appears Bernie has dropped out of the race. He's not going to have his communist coup because the Jews had a different kind of coup. And so, you know, good old Bernie, he'll just have to look in the mirror and point the fingers at himself. You know what I mean? He's a real finger pointer, this Bernie. I guess his filthy, dirty Jewish mother never taught him that pointing is impolite. Well, Bernie wouldn't care anyway. He's a filthy, dirty Jew. And that's just the way it is. Ah, yes. And, you know, they're very angry that the world in whole did not want to play along. I mean, there's much of the world played along, but it says here, Mike, slow Mike, Pence, says the WHO wasn't hysterical enough about this flu. So that's why Donald Trump, Mr. T-Rump, the Scottish Jew, wants to remove their funding. It says the economy in microcosm, hotels are 80% empty. Listen to this, you know, this, I know some people in Germany and they're dear to me. All my brothers and sisters are dear to me. I will tell you that this makes me very angry. It says Germany, hundreds of child refugees, you know what that means, to be flown into the country from Greece in the following weeks. Man goes tranny. Then goes reverse tranny, and now warns others against going tranny. I guess that was the wrong train. Here's an interesting headline right here. Listen to this. T-Rump replaces another Jew with a goy. I mean, this is unheard of. He's put two white people in charge where there were Jews. I mean, what is going on here? if they really are white people, right? So, the Pope, did you know that Cardinal Pell, the child toucher, has been acquitted or exonerated or let loose? The filthy, dirty Pope likened him to Christ. He likened Christ to a child toucher. Yes, it said Pope Francis has faced fierce criticism online after appearing to compare Cardinal Pell, recently acquitted of 5 child sexual abuse offenses during the 1990s, to Jesus Christ himself. This is how much they care about Jesus or the Father in the flesh, right? This is just how much they care. He would compare and say, oh, this wonderful cardinal who touched at least 5. See, if there are 5 charges, you got to know that there's got to be more than that, right? He's been doing this for a long time, right? During which is just one increment different than the Black Mass, by the way, in case you don't know that. Yes, it's just a different book. Everything else, the incense, the way the table's laid out, everything is the same. During a mass celebrated at his residence in Santa Maria on Tuesday morning, the Pope prayed for those suffering the persecution that Jesus suffered, including those who had been subjected to unjust sentences. Isn't he wonderful? He's a very great example of a Christian, isn't he? He's sitting on his chair and he's got a little nigger child standing next to him and he's so pleased. He's got, there's a few little children in front and it looks like a multi-cult deal. And he's just so happy in what the Father does not like. The Pope wants to mix everybody. He wants a new world order. He wants a new world financial order. I mean, he's just, you ever hear him talk? I mean, he's just one increment from Speedy Gonzales. You know what I mean? Very interesting, isn't it? So, yesterday I had seen this particular news story, and it said that somebody in Knoxville, Tennessee, at a truck stop, had stabbed 3 women, 3 white women. And basically, I just said, woo! I just said, yeah, my back is itchy here. Ooh, sorry. So what happened is, there's no pictures of who is the killer. All these sites, you know, these news sites, they claim to be, you know, this and that, but they wouldn't print it. So here you see in this one, we see who it is. It's a black Muslim. Black Muslim fatally stabs 3 white women at Knoxville truck stop, gets shot by cops. I can't tell you, you know, every time I see one of these kinds of news stories, if it was a white man, they would show the white man and make sure. So all I have to do is, if I don't see a picture of the killer, unless he was at large, let's say, I know what's going on. I know it's not a white man, you see. So, remember that, you know, listen to this. Corona, I hate to bring it up anyway, coronavirus, but coronavirus being branded as a black version of AIDS. New York City's wealthy Jews hiring armed guards en masse. Well, I thought they were in New York. I'm only kidding. Okay, Massachusetts, get it? Never mind. Oh, now, you know, I was thinking, you know, about all the idiots we have, you know, in our society today. You got to get a load of this. Dr. Doom Anthony Fauci, F-A-U-C-E, Fauci, Fauci, says we can never shake hands again. You know what I mean? Listen to this other kook. Doomsday kook. Andrew Cuomo, the Italian that loves abortion and everything, and wants to make sure that anybody that says anything against the Jews will be going to jail. He says New York won't return to normal. How does he know that? And was New York ever really normal? What is normal for New York, really? It's a swill hole, a multi-culti swill hole. I remember there was a baseball player that was up there, and he was disgusted by it and said so. And, of course, the baseball came down upon him. I forget his name. I think he was from, I can't even remember the team right now. I know that. See, I don't watch sports anymore, so it's out of sight, out of mind. But it's a Southern team. Well, let's see. New York City. Javits and Navy ship hospitals are mostly empty. When this liar was saying that they had to put it up to 50% more capacity, they were so desperate. Florida. Cars line up for miles outside of food bank. Oh, listen to this. Credit Suisse projects U.S. economy to shrink by 33.5%. I wonder how they come up with that number. So let's see. Let me whip over to another site and we'll check it out. Really strange. Really strange world we're living in. I'm telling you, it's really sickening. Oh, here's one. I wanted to hit this before I leave this site. Hulk Hogan says societal collapse is God's punishment. Good for you, Hulk.
Been saying my prayers, man, taking my vitamins. All the little Hulkamaniacs out there, man, supporting me, bringing me back to the top. You know what I'm saying, Mean Gene?
That's the days when wrestling was funny and was they just had the right kind of people there. But it, you know, that was a long time ago, so. TV's long gone for me. Never to return. And I mean never.
Bernie Sanders suspends campaign. Yes, there it is again.
Oh, listen to this. Now, L.A. Mayor Garcetti. Okay. You don't think that that's possible. Now, this is a big Jew area, right? L.A., one of the prime Jew areas. Mayor Garcetti, you don't think he could be an Italian, do you?
Oh, no, I don't think it's possible.
L.A. Mayor Garcetti encourages residents to report violators of stay-at-home order. Snitches get rewards. Isn't that wonderful? There's the headline there. Mr. T-Rump considering suspending funding to WHO. Now, this next headline here, it really brings up something I wanted to discuss that I think is very interesting. Coronavirus fallout. One-third of Americans missed rent payments in April. Okay, let me explain something. How many times has the Federal Reserve bailed out banks and charged it to our account? even though we're not going to pay that. It's not a stroke of a pen is going to get rid of that someday, somehow. Just let me ask you, why are the credit card companies not stepping up to the plate and saying that you don't have to make any payments for 3 months, let's say, and there'll be no interest charged on that any more than there is? It's just like it'll be stopped at this point. Well, I understand that some people might try to abuse it and go out and buy things, right? So how do you do, you know, so they would have to say, you know, some kind of stipulation because there would be people that would try to abuse it and go out and buy a whole bunch of things. And then, you know what I mean? Or maybe the credit card companies would be afraid that people, now that they don't have any money, would use the credit cards even more. Of course, but they're letting them do it anyway, right? So, you see, the banks have been bailed out. How come Mr. T-Rump and all the worldly fellows haven't stopped the banks and said, listen, no mortgage payments for a few months? No credit card payments for a few months. It ain't going to hurt them at all, really. All it does is hurt us when it comes down to interest. So what's going to happen? Are the credit card companies are they going to destroy everybody's credit? Yeah, I bet they are. So if you don't make your credit card payment, that's a strike against you and brings your credit report down. So are they just going to let everybody lose their credit? Is that what they're going to do? Are they going to let people lose homes? Huh? Well, you heard me breathe. You heard me take the breath in. You know, think about that. They can bail these banks out continually, have done so in 2008 and on and on and on, and just recently again. But these banks wouldn't help us back. They just want to take, charge, right? See, right now would be a great time to outlaw usury, interest. You say that would destroy the economy. I don't care about the bank's economy. See, let me just say one more thing that was on my mind about this, and I don't think anybody thinks about these things. I'm sure there's somebody that thinks about it, but say if you got $1,200 from the government and they did $2 trillion and we all got our $1,200, which I don't know if I'm going to be getting anything or not. I don't know. I don't know if anyone will, really. But let's say they do that. Did you think that you were getting that $1,200 for free? Well, let me give you a little interesting thought about that. Number one, they're going to want you to claim that on your taxes. So they're going to want you to pay taxes on the $1,200. But even more than that, the Federal Reserve has tacked that on to the national debt. I would think, right? Wouldn't you? And so therefore, you're now responsible for that with interest on that as well. Was the money free? Did you get money for free? States use purge sirens, fines, and arrests to force people to comply with stay-at-home orders. New satellites will be a big step in the Pentagon's plan to link everything. You know who the Pentagon is, right? It's the devil's army. Listen to this one. This guy's so full of crap. New York City may temporarily bury coronavirus victims in the parks. In other words, there's so many, they'd have to bury them in the parks. Can you imagine these people? Scientists are spying on Google searches to track the coronavirus. Listen to this one. Netanyahu announces full lockdown of Israel ahead of Passover. get a load of this one. You'll like this. Big three networks to air. They're not so big anymore, are they? Big three networks to air One World Global Citizen coronavirus benefit concert. Let's see if Mr. McCartney's there. I read something before. Oh, look at these filthy. Who's going to be there? Okay, here's who's going to be at the One World. I guess McCartney's not there. I don't see him. CNN fake news reports that performers will include Alanis Morissette, Andrea Bocelli, Billie Eilish, Billy Joe Legend, Armstrong, of Green Day, Burna Boy, Chris Martin, Eddie Vedder, there's the homosexual Elton John, J Balvin, John Legend, Casey Musgraves, and Keith Urban. I practically know nothing. That's how much I follow music. I've heard of Green Day or whatever, but I don't know. These other people, I totally not interested. Let's just put it that way. Music was over a long time ago. The music that the Jews put out, that is. So, what comes after COVID-19? Freedom or despotism? Yes, San Francisco's full of a lot of idiots. And I guess listen to this. Sheltering homeless people in luxury hotels is likely to create new problems. You know, they don't even think about, like, if they were to put somebody in a luxury hotel that lives on the street, and then they put them back on the street, what kind of an effect do you think that might have on somebody? Maybe they just remember the heavenly time they had in the hotel and then focus on how miserable they are now, right? It wouldn't be a good thing, would it? Wouldn't be wise to do something like that, would it? I don't think so. Now listen, before I go to the next news page, people had, you know, I had put the video up about the urgent message that a brother from Australia sent me, and I wanted to tell you some things. We'll look at some emails here. See, I don't know why the fellow that made the video had chimes ringing. Everybody was very aggravated about it, but still, I had to explain it to some people that couldn't really hear what he was saying because of the rigmarole. I had a fellow write me, the one who sent me the video, and here's what he said. He said, "Hey Dave, yesterday I woke up and opened the book of Psalms randomly. The first words my eyes saw was 88 verse 8, which reads, 'Thou hast put away mine acquaintance far from me. Thou hast made me an abomination unto them. I am shut up, and I cannot come forth.'" He says, "You must know that Donald John T-Rump equals 888. I didn't know that. In gematria encoding. He says, "This is quite mind-blowing as far as biblical confirming of what most woke souls know. read his inaction and who he serves. Yeah, it's very interesting. But, you know, it's not surprising because this guy is declared, remember that he's declared that he's the king of Israel. Now, some people try to say that was jokingly, but I really believe this guy is on such an ego trip that, yeah, he believes it. And, of course, the Jews love it, too, because they know he's a Scottish Jew. It's just that most people don't know. You don't get that high in the world. Remember, just think of it this way. Remember Keith Raniere? He had a great business going on for himself that would have really competed with the Jews. This guy was brilliant. He's a white man. They sent the Bronfman Jewess down there and other Jewesses down there, and pretty soon he's involved in a sex cult rather than his business. They ruined his business. They helped him ruin it. Now, if T. Rump was not a Jew, you can be assured that there would have been women sent to destroy him completely. Just think of it logically, and that'll explain it all to you. Now, for those of you that saw the video, what the fellow was saying was what we all really want to do, and that is we want our military to arrest these criminals, these corporate criminals that have taken over what is known as the Corporation of the United States. And it seems something has happened because there's no longer the presidential logo on the rostrum where the president speaks. So something's gone on, and something's going on with the Federal Reserve. I'd like to think this is going to be a positive thing for us, but I wouldn't hold your breath. But it would be nice. You see, the fellow was saying, he was speaking to the chief of the army and the people, and he was telling the chief of the army, well, when I say the people, I mean the people of the corporate government as well. What he was doing was warning them that this is by God. If you do not listen to this, you will not be able to, you will be judged by God. And what he wants the army to do is arrest these corporate politicians and seize them from the government. And then they would take over within a 24-month period, they would have elections to elect real people for the real government of Australia. In other words, there are usurpers who have taken over the government, just like all the white governments of the world. And we all want the same thing this fellow wants. So he was warning them and giving them laws. See, the common law was one of the things he talked about. There's no more common law. That's the people of the land's law. You see, when you go into a court, you're in the UCC, you know, you're on a ship of commerce in the ocean. You're not a man of the land, you see. I'm not going to go into all that, but that's what it comes down to. The common law is for us common people, the common man of the land. And so all these things he was mentioning, and he talked about Article 61, and he talked about the Magna Carta. And so what he was telling them is that we the people of Australia, want you, the chief of the army, to take and do what we, the people, want you to do. We want you to seize this false corporate government and the people that are all in it, and then we want to restore Australia to its sovereignty and all that kind of stuff. And that's exactly what we all want in our countries. We don't want the UN. We don't want the Jew. We don't want the Sanhedrin. We don't want the Jewish World Congress. We don't want to buy our oil from Saudi Arabia, etc., etc. See, what's interesting, when I talked about making this a welfare zone, the American people or the white people are very, very adaptive. And what has happened is they've taken all of our factories and everything out of here and given all of that to an unworthy nation that can't handle it, that can't do anything properly, and so on and so forth. And so basically it's the age of affirmative action, as I've said over and over again. And so they figured, we'll just take all your jobs away from you, and then you'll be on the welfare state. Well, that worked for some people. But then they brought in a whole bunch of people to put on the welfare state to increase it and to weaken America more and more. And so what's happening is, or what happened was, that we became a service economy rather than, you know, having all the factories and making quality products. See, again, America made quality products like Germany made quality products, and the Jews don't want quality products. They want inferior products for us that are all tainted up and that won't last at all, so that they can keep charging us again and again for the same products. Whereas American-made or German products would last you a lifetime, some of these products. See, that's one of the reasons they attacked Germany in the first place, because Jewish goods are inferior to German and white-made goods. We care about what we do, and we have work ethic. So what they did was they turned this, got rid of all of our factories and jobs and everything else, and then people became more service-minded, so they had started their own businesses, which is a good thing, and all that kind of stuff. So the Jews are very upset that we're surviving like this, and they're, you know, so they want to do something else. They want to see if they can destroy it another way. Like I said before in yesterday's news, that the Jews can last perpetually. You know, if this thing was a 10-year lockdown, the Jews could last, and they'll just start their business right again, because the Federal Reserve will just print up all the money they need, and they've stolen half the world's wealth, if not more than that now, probably more than that now that this has happened. And the white people, and so on and so forth, couldn't last that long. They make sure that we can't last more than a month or more than 3 months or more than 6 months. Now, there are, you know, exceptions to that, of course, but most of us have nothing. Have nothing in the bank, have nothing to back us up, but I really shouldn't say nothing, because we have the Father. So no matter what these Jews do, the Father will find a way somehow, some way. So this is what you're looking at as well. Another friend from down there wrote me, and let me see if I can, I want to see this. He says, thanks very much for sending this clip. I guess he hadn't seen this. I found that what he had to say very interesting. Actually, it comes as no surprise at all, as what he is saying is true of all Western democracies. People who have listened to your shows would understand what is going on here. I had heard a while ago that Australia and all its states have been registered as private companies on the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission since the 1930s. This means we are not even a sovereign nation, but a company, and therefore all government agencies, the Parliament, the judiciary, and the Masonic police force are operating outside the bounds of the original Constitution and are illegal and have no authority at all. And that is the truth. See, one of the things I'm going to read what more of what he said, but one of the things that goes on is with us is we acquiesce our rights. We give them up freely. We don't fight for our rights. We don't stand for our rights. We're too tolerating or tolerative, if that's a word. Basically, when somebody told you, you have to have a driver's license, you went right out, and I went right out and got it. Somebody told us we needed a marriage license. We went out and got it. But we didn't need those things, you see. We just acquiesced. Somebody said, you need a Social Security number in order to work. We went out and got it. And, of course, the companies all play along. That's why they get away with. See, because when you work for a company, it's illegal for them to garnish your wages. But the government will overlook that, of course, because who are they garnishing their wages and giving the money to? Why, it's them, the government. They have an interest in this, right? So they just overlook the crime. They tell you you have to do it when you don't. And if you don't, they won't hire you. In most cases. So the companies play right along. They acquiesce your rights and garnish your money and send it to these entities that have no, they're illegal. They have no authority. So let's see what else he has to say. The same deception has been set up in the United States during the Depression. The Freemason FDR declared, and Jew too, he's Jewish, declared the United States bankrupt and set up the structure of a corporation to replace constitutional government. Under the U.S. Constitution, the states are all sovereign republics where individual rights are God-given and can never be taken away. What has replaced this form of government is a corporation or corporate structure called the United States Corporation, where a sovereign citizen trades away his constitutional rights in return for civil rights. I told you that was a bogus term, civil rights. When they receive a Social Security number, this person then becomes an employee of the United States Corporation, meaning they have no rights. That's why there is a gold braided flag when you go into the U.S. court. Yes, that's the war flag, because you're on the ship of commerce. When we're at war, there's a gold braid around the flag, in case you don't know that. He says, if you look at the Australia Parliament in Canberra, its structure is telling us that it is dedicated to the New World Order, which is the Jew World Order, and Australia is not a sovereign nation. The national flag is elevated above the parliament. A flag should always be planted in the earth, not hanging above a building. Very interesting. The problem in making this clip is that we do not have access to arms in the same way Americans do. The army is the only force that is capable of bringing down this illegal government. And there are Freemasons in the top structure of the military who are loyal to the Jew World Order. Yes, this is a big problem, ladies and gentlemen. This hurts to know that our people enable these Jews to do these things to us. These people that stand in these uniforms and they look proudly out, claiming they are defending our freedom and all these things. By the way, I mentioned this before. See, freedom is a deceptive word, and it's been used as a weapon against peoples of all times and all nations. Just remember this, and I coined this one a long time ago. Just remember, within the word freedom is the word Edom. Yeah, I'm letting that sink in. See, this is a word the Edomites use to control. And they tell you that you're going to have freedom. Remember the revolution, the Jewish revolution in the summer of 69. Again, I'm mentioning these things over and over again. The main word was freedom. They had a nigger on the stage singing about freedom. As we were going further and further into bondage. But they were all singing about freedom, you see. Freedom from God's law. Freedom from obeying the Father in heaven. This freedom will be the death. In other words, do what thou wilt shall be the whole of the law. Do your own thing. Do what you want to do. There is a way that seems right to a man, but this leads to death. So you think about that for a little while, ladies and gentlemen. So let's go to another news site and see what else we can see. This is the first News Bites of the year. There just hasn't been much news. So let's see what this brings. As hospitalizations drop, New York reports worst 24-hour death toll. New York City mayor, ventilator need much less than expected. Yeah, this is all about New York. Let's go to, New York is a swill hole to me. Attorney General Barr, who looks like he needs another lunch, he hasn't missed any, but he definitely needs another lunch. Opposes Bill Gates' proposal for COVID-19 vaccine certificates. Why would anyone listen to Bill Gates in the first place? Well, because he's a Jew, pretending he's an Anglo-Saxon, and because he's served the Jew World Order and wants the Jew World Order just as much as all the rest of the Jews. You just look at him. He's carrying around a jar of poop. Now, you know that these Jews are all... They have this thing about body fluids, you know. They're into, you know, blood and urine and, you know, they make jokes. Their comedians make a lot of jokes about these types of things. They're obsessed with poo. And basically, so is this fellow. You look at him and you can tell he's a Jew. I mean, if you can't tell he's a Jew, I feel sorry for you. Army mortuary unit to deploy to New York City. Sure. Sure it is. Treasury Secretary, filthy, dirty Jew Munchin, U.S. could be open for business in May. Isn't that wonderful? U.S. charges two with terror crimes over threats to spread CCP virus. I told you they're calling it the Chinese Communist Party virus, right? You know why they're doing that? Because everybody knows it's the Jews that have to do with this virus, so they're trying to put it on the Chinese. They put a chink in the armor. Gas prices drop. Two Wisconsin stations have the cheapest gas in the U.S. Well, that's been falsely held up for 20 years at least. There's no need for... As a matter of fact, they don't know what to do with the oil that they have now. There's barges all over the world, supposedly, that are full of oil that nobody wants, nobody needs. And yet they keep the prices up high. Well, it finally came down to where it should be. It really should be about maybe 58 cents a gallon, something like that, you know, with inflation or whatever, you know what I mean? Basically, we've been getting ripped off forever, really. Gaddafi was charging, I believe, 18 cents a gallon. And we have way more oil than them. Way more. People shouldn't shake hands ever again, Fauci says. Oh, a fellow had written me. I wonder if I could find that. I don't know if I can find that offhand. I'm not sure if I can find it. Please give me a second. I don't see it. Oh, here it is. This was sent to me by a fellow named James. He says, Fauci means sickle, or some who makes or uses a sickle in Southern Italian. You know what Southern Italian means, don't you? Or Sicilian. Yeah, that's what it means. Can't make this stuff up. These people can't help themselves, he says. Fauci means sickle, or someone who makes or uses a sickle. So I guess Mr. Fauci, or Fauci, that's probably how you say it, Fauci, is probably a Sicilian Italian as well. You're not surprised, are you? I didn't think. Listen to this. State MP urges Australians to take a principled stand against the Chinese regime. Unbelievable. Pelosi and Schumer want emergency relief bill. Let's see what this is for small businesses to include aid to the states as well. Pelosi and Schumer, I haven't seen much of them recently. I'm hoping they're going to be arrested. They're criminals. They've been in the government too long. They shouldn't have been in the government in the first place. They don't belong in the government. Pelosi's no kind of leader whatsoever, and Schumer is just a filthy finger-pointing Jew, just like Bernie is. Tired of looking at these people. I'm tired of hearing their voices. I want them out of this country. Let's see. There's a whole bunch more here. Senators call for protective gear for law enforcement. Yeah, they call it CCP virus. On the Epoch Times and anyone that's affiliated with them. This is something I noticed. This isn't something that everybody calls it. But you see, they don't want you saying it's the Jews who are spreading this. It's the Jews who caused this, because it is them. Trump, Mr. T-Rump, eyes more relief funds for small businesses hit by CCP again. CCP, see? Listen to this one. Alabama and Missouri issue stay-at-home orders. Nine states yet to do this. Nine. Social Security recipients will automatically get virus relief checks. Yes. Jew York. Yep. So now let's look at another site. We have some more time. Anyway, back to the urgent message. There's been, this talk with Judy Beington, always bringing out these things where the General Dunford is going to take over in the United States, and T. Rump is going to step down because he's not really president. And, well, imagine if that's what it means. It would be nice if that was really true, and that, they were going to reset the finances, and they were going to, get rid of this illegal government who has gotten rid of our sovereignty and who has put us under this debt. I'm telling you, with a stroke of a pen, that can be written off because it's illegal. The national debt has been accumulated under illegal manner. So let's go to another site. So what that comes down to is this the same type of a thing. I had seen the same thing in talk in Germany that this was going to happen. And, you know, like, I don't know, maybe they like to give us false hopes that the world would actually get better. You know, I really don't want to be negative, but can you tell me of a time when the world has gotten better since you've been alive? Very interesting question, isn't it? Certainly, it's a very interesting question. And it's very, I don't like the answer any more than you like the answer. But the answer is what the answer is. 2020 census reveals how confused and alienated Jews feel about being identified as white. Well, they're not white. Oh, well, listen to this. Something got a little better. French health minister complains about alarming drop in number of abortions during COVID-19 lockdown. Now, I'm not saying that he's complaining that that's good. I'm saying that the drop in the number of abortions during this lockdown, and I'll bet you it creates more children, right? If people are locked up in their homes together, you know, things might happen, you know what I mean? Which is good. Oh, listen to this. Like hospitalized Boris Johnson, yes, I'm hoping that he will pass. Britain's new acting prime minister, Dominic Raab, is also Jewish. No, how can that be? Yeah. Now, if you look at this guy, you'd say, oh, he's a white guy. But he's not. He's a Jew. Obviously. State Department designates Russian white supremacist nonsense group as terrorist organization. Canada begins euthanasia on nursing home residents by withholding treatment for the so-called COVID-19. Jews' renewed demand that the world stops noticing that they have distinctive noses. Distinctive, that's a really nice, kind way of putting it, huh? Jewish experts tried to peddle another fake Nazi photo album made of skin from dead Jews. They never stop, these people. We don't want to hear any more at all about the Holocaust. I don't want to hear any more about it at all, ever again. And I think there's a growing consensus of people that feel the same. We don't want to hear about it anymore. Not only do we not want to hear about the Holocaust, but we don't even want to hear the Jews come out of there. We want the Jews to shut their mouths perpetually. We don't want to hear anything more from the Jews. The Jews have caused this hysteria, which is false. Their fake news is false. They use their fake news as a weapon against the world. They are an enemy, the chief enemy of this world. If it wasn't for the Jews, the world would have the rest of that wealth that would would help us. You know what I mean? We wouldn't be poor. I wouldn't be poor right now if we all had the wealth of our country and our share in the gross domestic product. We should be getting a check every month or whatever it is from our share of the gross domestic product. but we don't get anything. And we give everything away to people that don't deserve it, that hate us, that don't appreciate it, etc., etc. This is a world that I said is equal to the poop in the jar that Bill Gates carries around. This world is useless. The Jew is a useless people. They're of no good whatsoever to anybody but themselves. So therefore, they're no good to any of us. I can't see how the world will see these smiling vampires and actually fall for this stuff. These snake oil salesmen, or whatever you want to call them. The carpetbaggers and the scallywags. You know what I mean? As Eustace would call them in his book, The Curse of Canaan. I'm telling you, these people are useless. They're ugly inside and out. They're of no value to the world whatsoever. Just like Negroes, zero value. All they do is take, and give hurt. They take and hurt us by taking, and they give by hurting us again. They're of no value whatsoever. I don't know why we want to protect them. I don't know why we want to put up with them. Why should we want to put up with this nonsense? Why do we acquiesce? This is a question. Why? Listen to this. Healthy McDowell triplets. I think I read this a long time ago. Healthy McDowell triplets all become autistic within hours of being vaccinated. Isn't that wonderful? Makes me very, very angry. And I just don't know why we put up with these things. We don't have to put up with this. We could end this all very quickly. But I couldn't start this ending. It does seem like the Father is the only way to end it. But all I can say is we've got to stop apologizing. We've got to stop, you know, if you say something against the Jews, people are apologizing. Well, you shouldn't be bothering apologizing. If you said it in the first place, you meant it. Somehow we've got to stand together with our race and for our race, no matter what the world says. You've got to not be afraid of being called a racist. It's nonsense. This racist stuff is bull. And basically, I don't care. You can call me a racist all day. I don't care. I don't care what you think. You see, only if I cared what you think would I care if you called me a racist. I don't care. We want the Jews to shut their mouths. We want the Jews, they should be made to give up the media outlets. They should not have control of the media outlets. It should be outlawed. There's no way it can be fair and balanced when only one people control the whole thing. Right? And when I say fair and balanced, I'm not talking about Republican and Democrat. Journalism used to be a respectful, or at least semi-respectful, profession. And these people curtailed a lot of crime. But now the criminals are the journalists. Or the journalists are made to be criminals by acquiescing and signing agreements that they won't tell the truth. What kind of a world is this? Is this the kind of world you want? Is this the kind of world you want for your children? Well, I shouldn't even bother asking because I've talked to several of our people. Well, I'm not going to be here. What do I care? See? Now you know why you're in the condition you're in. Or we're in the condition we're in. However you want to put it. So, this has been a NewsBytes headline news scan report. And until next time, smarten up and don't look down.